begin this practice of meditation, let's arrange to sit in a place where we can comfortably still the body and at a time when we will not be interrupted. Allowing this to be a time in which we set aside the usual mode in which we operate, that of more or less constant doing, and switching to a mode of simply being. So now, coming to sit in an erect and dignified posture, either on a straight back chair or on the floor on a cushion. If on the chair, having the feet flat on the floor, with the sitting bones pressing down to allow the spine to rise gently out of the pelvis. If it's possible, letting the knees to be slightly lower than the hips. If sitting on the cushion on the floor, allowing the knees to rest on the floor. If this is not possible, then perhaps supporting the thighs with a pillow or a cushion of some sort. Now having the back erect but not stiff, the chest open and the head comfortably balanced on the neck with the chin slightly tucked. Allowing the eyes to close if this is comfortable for you, or having a soft and unfocused gaze directly in front of you. And as we allow the body to still, just bringing your attention to the fact that breathing is happening. And becoming aware of the movement of the breath as it comes into the body and as it leaves the body. Not manipulating the breathing in any way or trying to change it. Simply being aware of it and the feelings associated with breathing. And if you feel comfortable with it, observing the breathing deep down in the belly, feeling the abdominal wall as it expands gently on the in-breath. And as it falls back towards the spine on the out-breath. And simply being totally here in each moment, with each breath. Not trying to do anything, not trying to get any place, simply being with the breathing. Giving your full care and attention to each in-breath and each out-breath as they follow one after the other. A never-ending cycle of the in- and out-breaths. Now, of course, you'll find that from time to time, the mind will wander off into thoughts, fantasies, daydreams, anticipations of the future of worrying, and thoughts of the past as memories. Whatever comes, but when you notice that your attention is no longer here, no longer really on the breathing, and without giving yourself a hard time, just intentionally escorting your focus of attention back to the breathing and picking up wherever it happens to be, on an out-breath or on an in-breath, and just observing perhaps moving up close to the breathing, as it were, keeping the attention here, as if riding the waves of the breath. Attending to the full duration of the in-breath and the full duration of the out-breath from moment to moment. Breath by breath, moment by moment, coming back to the breath as our home base or anchor to the present moment. Noticing where the attention is in this moment. Every time you find that the mind has wandered off the breath, to just be aware of it as soon as you can, and then gently bring it back to the belly, back to the present, back to the moment-to-moment observing of the flow of breathing. Giving the attention fully to the breath, the in-breath or the out-breath. Where is the attention in this moment? Is it still on the breath? Or is it lost in daydreams, thinking, planning, fantasizing, remembering? Each time you notice that the mind has wandered off the breath, simply noticing where it went, and then gently and firmly, without giving yourself a hard time, ushering the attention back to the breath, the in-breath or the out-breath. Just this breath, and this breath, and this breath. using the awareness of breathing and using the breath as an anchor or home base to the present moment, to refocus the attention, bringing you back to the present. Whenever you notice that the mind is moving out of the present or becoming absorbed or preoccupied or reactive, the breath can function as an anchor to keep you in the present and to help you to tune into this state of loving awareness and stillness. And as you observe the breathing, you may be finding that from time to time, sensations from the body come into the field of awareness. Some discomfort or agitation, which may be quite intense from time to time, especially after we've been sitting for a while. And as you maintain the awareness of the breathing, see if it's possible now to just expand the field of awareness around the breathing so that it includes a sense of the body as a whole as you sit here, and feeling the breath in the whole body, from head to toe. Perhaps becoming aware of the sensations of touch and pressure, of contact with the chair or the floor, contact made by the feet, the buttocks and the legs as you sit in a straight posture with the back erect and the head balanced and dignified. Or perhaps noticing contact between the skin and the air, or between the arms or the hands and the legs. Perhaps checking in with the posture. Is it as you had intended at the start of the sit? So that now we're allowing the observation to include not only the flow of breathing, but a sense of the body as a whole, with whatever sensations come up in any moment, and being here with whatever does come out, without judging it or reacting to it. Just being fully here and fully aware, totally present with whatever the feelings are, and with the breath, and a sense of the body as a complete and dignified whole. And again, whenever you notice that the attention has wandered off, as it surely will, over and over again, just bringing it back to your breathing and a sense of the body as you sit here. Not going anywhere and not doing anything, simply being and sitting. There may be times, and this happens to all of us, when sensations in one part of the body become overwhelming and dominate the field of awareness to the point where it becomes difficult to stay focused and concentrated. And if this happens, you have two alternatives. One is to mindfully shift to a more comfortable position to relieve some of the intensity. And so if you choose to move, just being aware of the intention to do so before you actually move, moving, and then noticing what happens to the sensations after you stop moving. Is the sensation still there? Has it increased or decreased? Stayed the same? Another way to meet this intensity is to try to simply stay here with it, without moving, and narrowing the attention in these periods of intensity to zeroing in on that region of the body that's experiencing it, putting the attention right there in the knee, or in the small of the back, or wherever it may be. Going right into the sensation in each moment, breathing with it, and experiencing the sensations in the body right now. Responding to it by opening, softening, rather than tensing, bracing, or resisting. So even within the intensity, perhaps you may find stillness and a sense of allowing. And even if this is difficult, then simply being aware of your reactions, observing them, as well as the sensations. When the intensity subsides, just re-establishing the awareness at the level of the body as a whole, and of the breath as it moves in and out of the body. Coming back to a sense of the fullness of each in-breath and the fullness of each out-breath. Now as you sit here, and if you feel comfortable with it, once again allowing the field of awareness to expand. This time we'll let the focus move towards hearing, towards sounds that we may be aware of in the environment, or perhaps from within the body. And just shifting the focus of one's attention from the breath and from a sense of the body as a whole. Now moving it towards the ears and becoming conscious of hearing, receiving bare auditory sensations. Not going out searching for things to hear, but simply receptive to whatever it is that enters the consciousness as sound. Full awareness of hearing, from beginning to middle to end, from one moment to the next, as you sit here and as you breathe. And if you do hear something, not judging it or deciding whether you like it or dislike it, whether it's noisy or beautiful, simply residing in the moment-to-moment being with hearing. Noticing volume, pitch, tenor. Sitting in stillness, aware of sound and aware of the space between sounds, aware of silence. Noticing the arising of sound, the residence of sound, and the passing away, moment by moment, by moment. Receiving sounds as bare auditory experience. And again, if at any point you notice that the mind is distracted, just bringing it back either to the breathing to anchor you, or directly to the ears, to right now, to hearing, and to whatever is here as you sit. And now, once again, allowing the field of awareness to expand. We began by paying attention to breathing, and then expanded the awareness to include the body as a whole. Then we expanded to include sound and hearing, developing the capacity both to concentrate on one particular object of attention, and also to become flexible so that one can be mindful of various aspects of perception. This time, we will expand the awareness to include thinking, to include thoughts as they move through the mind, so that rather than thoughts being distractions or breaks in the concentration, we will now open to the observation of the thinking process itself. So, letting the breathing, a sense of the body as a whole, and sounds all be in the background, and allowing the thinking process itself to become center stage for the next few moments. Rather than following individual thoughts or getting involved in the content and going from one thought to the next, will simply be seeing each thought as it comes up in the mind, as a thought, as an observable mental event. Just as a sound would be an observable event, and letting the thoughts come and go as you sit and dwell in stillness, witnessing them, observing them. The thoughts could be about anything, the future, the past, the body, thoughts, thoughts about feelings. Whatever they are, just observing them as events in the field of the consciousness as they come into the awareness, as they linger, and as they eventually dissolve, as they surely will. And just sitting with this awareness of thoughts coming and going as you dwell in the present, observing them. If you find yourself at any point drawn into the stream of thinking, into the current of thoughts, and when you notice that you're no longer observing them or being with them, but you're off somewhere else, just coming back to the observation of the thoughts as events, and using the breathing and a sense of the body as a whole to anchor you and stabilize you to the present. If you like, you can also picture thoughts as clouds in the sky of the mind. The clouds can take any shape or form. They can be good weather clouds or dark, stormy ones. Clouds build and develop and eventually move on and dissipate their energy. Or imagining thoughts as leaves on the river, as you stand on the banks of the river, observing the leaves float by. Finally, you can observe thoughts as if they were the frames of a movie projected on the blank screen of the mind. You sit and watch as the movie story plays, frame by frame, without getting involved in the movie, just watching it. Now, of course, the thoughts can have any form and have any content. They can be either neutral or highly charged. And in particular, if thoughts come up that have an emotion associated with them, such as fear, then just being aware of fear or other emotion being here, and letting these thoughts and these emotions come and go. The same goes for any worries, preoccupations of various sorts, pressures in the mind, the thought of deadlines or obligations. Again, regardless of the emotional charge that thought has for you, just observing it as a discrete thought, letting it just be here, without pursuing it and without rejecting it. noticing from moment to moment as new thoughts come and new thoughts go. And now for the remaining time, letting go of all objects of attention, the breathing, physical sensations, hearing, observing thinking and emotions, and instead of focusing on any one, simply allowing yourself to just sit here and be, sitting in the field of awareness, fully aware in each moment of whatever there is within the awareness. If thoughts come, then observing thoughts as long as they're in the field of awareness. If sounds, then observing sounds. If pain, then pain. And if it's the breath that is the most predominant, then just being with the breathing from moment to moment. Just sitting in stillness, looking for nothing, being sensitive and present with it all, just as it is. And just as it unfolds. Experiencing the ground of being, the ground of awareness, out of which all perceptions arise. And now gathering the attention to the breath wherever it is vivid for you, at the belly, the chest, or the nostrils. Being with the full duration of the in-breath and the full duration of the out-breath. and then expanding the awareness around the breath to include sensations throughout the body. As you sit here, aware of sensations throughout the body, including those of the sensations of breathing. And as the practice finishes, recognizing that you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself by dwelling in a state of non-doing, in this state of being. And you might want to congratulate yourself for taking the time and the energy to do this practice.